Well, this will seem crazy to try to tackle something like this in just 4 or 5 minutes as part of our quick answers, but I'd like to look at critical thinking for just a minute. Christians are seen as kind of out of it and not really good thinkers, and yet the Bible talks about it a lot. I'll just give you a verse here, Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Well, how are you going to know hollow and deceptive philosophy? Only if you know the truth. So there are a lot of verses on thinking critically. Acts 17, verse 11, the Bereans says they received the message with eagerness and they examined the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. They didn't take his word for it. They didn't pin on an emotional reaction. It says they received it and then they examined the scriptures. So lots of information about being a critical thinker. So we've got to be good thinkers. If you're not a good critical thinker, you end up being swayed by emotional language. You don't have resources that you can turn to. You don't read particularly well. You believe most of what you hear. You can't really analyze an argument. You have a rigid outlook, maybe. You know, the old story, my mind's made up, don't confuse me with the facts. So you can't find logical errors, maybe. So what do critical thinkers do? They avoid those traps. And they ask questions. And there are two key questions. You probably know where I'm going with this if you've listened to anything I've talked about. This comes from Greg Kokel. We can ask, what do you mean by that? So there's a good question. We're trying to clarify what the person is saying to us. The second question, why do you believe that? So you find out first, what does the person mean? And then back it up. So that's an argument. Make a claim and back it up. Critical thinkers do a lot of good reading. And I'm an English teacher, so obviously that's important to me. There are a lot of good books that you can get a hold of that tells you how to be a better reader, and we need to be reading a lot more than we're reading. We ought to know also what's going on in the world. And I'm going to push again one more time for a magazine called World Magazine. It's a Christian magazine that tells us what's going on in the world from a Christian perspective. We need to watch for self-refuting statements. We encounter those almost every day, I would think. Somebody says to you, you're judgmental. Do you notice what that person just did? That person judged you. We see these all the time. We ought to know where we can get good resources. I've got a list. Please feel free to contact me if you'd like. Good thinkers can detect emotional language. They'll know when people are trying to sway them because of the words that are being used. Critical thinkers can spot logical errors. For example, let me give you an example of one I think is really powerful. It's called the ad hominem logical error, which means you attack the person rather than their argument. So if you come up with an argument and somebody says to you, oh, you're so arrogant, do you see the problem there? They just put a label on you, but they didn't deal with your argument. And this happens consistently. So be careful of that. Another thing that you ought to watch for is be a good critical thinker. You'll hear people appeal to authority. They'll say, well, so-and-so says, and be careful because the person who may have a PhD may not have the PhD in that particular area. You know, Richard Dawkins, for example, one time claimed that Jesus never lived, and he said he got that from a professor, but come to find out the professor didn't know anything about ancient history, and Dawkins had to walk that one back. So logical errors are all over the place. Something else a critical thinker does. So critical thinkers recognize three steps in analyzing an argument. They will find out, first of all, what the belief is. Make sure they understand what's the claim. Then they understand the reasons that are given. Okay, here are the three reasons to support the claim. And then, crucial, you've got to decide if those reasons really do support the belief. Are they good, solid support for whatever the person is talking about? Okay. Critical thinking Christians also have a biblical worldview. They know the history of the church. They read their Bible. They know how to study the Bible. In a personal way, a critical thinking Christian is humble. They don't use the critical thinking skills to tear other people down. They live their convictions. They realize everything's up to God. It's not their efforts. And let me end with this C.S. Lewis quote. God is no fonder of intellectual slackers than of any other slackers. If you're thinking of becoming a Christian, I warn you, you're embarking on something which is going to take the whole of you, brains and all. Amen. So if you'd like some resources, be sure to contact me.